Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 4:38. Jesus arose out of the synagogue, Luke 4:38. He entered into Simon's house. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her, and he stood over her and begged God to make the fever leave her. And rebuked Peter's mother-in-law. Why is that funny? I know it sounds funny, but what did he do? He rebuked the fever. What's he talking to? Who's he talking to? Somebody said it was that fever devil. That ain't what it said. That there were times when he spoke to demons. But don't add to the scripture. Well, it was a fever devil. No, that ain't what it said. It was what?
Fever.
Is a fever a real thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything that exists that has a name can be made to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. And what did it say? He rebuked the fever. And when I read that, I thought, he's not talking to the Father. He's not praying. He's not talking to Peter. He's not talking to Peter's mother-in-law. He's not talking to the devil. He's talking to a fever. A fever. And then the thought crossed my mind, can fevers hear? Can fevers hear? And I read the next phrase. It said, and it left her. It. What? The fever. And I thought, yep. Fevers can hear. If fevers can hear, infections can hear.
Amen.
Cancers can hear.
Amen.
Tumors can hear.
Amen.
See, everything that exists on this planet was created through a sound. Man, there's revelation here we haven't even begun to touch. Somebody says sound. Yeah, the sound of the Word of God. The most powerful forces are that of light and sound. We, you know, our latest, greatest technology has to do with light. The digital age, you know, anybody got a CD or a DVD? Well, why are you playing that instead of a vinyl record with a needle riding on it? What reads the information on that? It's a beam of light. And we're just scratching the, you know, God has no computers. None. He wouldn't have one. Be like an ox cart to him. Way too primitive for him. He operates at the speed of light and beyond. And he creates through sounds, words that release his faith and his power, and you are made in his likeness and image and created to operate like he does on your considerably lesser level. He creates planets and stars, solar systems with a spoken word. You haven't created an apple yet, but you're supposed to start learning how. I'm supposed to start learning how to operate in this principle. And so he tells us, if there's something in your way, this is how you get it out of your way. You speak to it in faith. Are you with me now? Every mother ought to know this. Every daddy ought to know this. Little baby's burning up with fever. What do you do? Pull your hair? Cry? Say, I wish I could take their place? Well, that might be admirable, but it does absolutely no good. Wears you out and doesn't help the child. Is there something we can do? Jesus told us. They said, yeah, but now, Brother Keith, that was Jesus that did that. Yeah. But what about whosoever?
Amen.
That's Jesus talking when he said, whosoever. It wasn't Jesus talking when he said, whosoever will say to the man. Is he telling us to do that kind of a thing?
Yes.
Hold your place here. Go to Matthew 21. You know, sometimes so-called faith people think they know some of these things. But if you know anything, you've just scratched the surface of this. Can we grow in this? Can we increase? Can we come up? Oh, yes. Yes. And the devil ought to find us very difficult to work with. I mean, he ought to just barely get something started and we go, stop in the name of Jesus. While other people go on year after year as it gets worse going, please God, make the devil stop. You've done it. I did it before I learned better. Just go on and on while it gets worse and worse and worse. Begging God, begging God, begging God. You can't relate to God and commit to Him what He committed to you. You can't try to get Him to do what He told you to do. Doesn't work. Prayer's good. Prayer's right. But when he tells you to speak to the problem, you got to do that too. Matthew 21, are you there? This is Matthew's account of the same thing Mark was writing about. Matthew 21, verse 18. In the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, Matthew 21, 19. He saw a fig tree in the way. He came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only and said unto it. Who's he talking to?
The tree.
Is he praying?
No.
Is he talking to the Father?
No.
Is he rebuking the devil?
No.
Not talking to his disciples? He's not talking to himself. Who is he talking to? Well, he's talking to a tree. He said to it, let no fruit grow on you. Did you hear how he's addressing it? You. Who's you?
The tree.
The tree. Would it be okay for you to say, tumor, I'm talking to you.
Yes. Yes.
Tumor, I command you to dry up and wither away. I forbid you to grow anymore in this body. You cannot live in this body. I command you to die in Jesus' name. Can you do that?
Yes.
Should you do that?
Yes.
Well, you hear people say, well, no, no. Now, that was Jesus, Brother Keith. That's why I got you right here. Matthew 21. Notice what Jesus said about this. He said, you know, no fruit grow on you henceforth forever. And presently, the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled. They said, wow. How soon that fig tree withered away. There was no question about it. They saw him speak to it. They saw later what had happened to it. They knew this was no coincidence. He spoke to it, and there it is, withered. Verse 21, are you there? Everybody, please, everybody, look at verse 21, either in your Bible or on the screen. Jesus answered and said to them, now I can do this because I am the Son of God. And I have done this to prove my deity and demonstrate that I am almighty. Are there millions of people who believe that's what he should have said? Yeah, but what did he actually say? Verily I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, be removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. You might say, for you. There's a whole lot of you in there. Amen. Look at it again. Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree. Is he saying you can do what I just did?
Yes.
Is he saying that?
Yes.
Millions don't believe it, but he said it. I believe it.
Amen.
How about you?
Yes.
What, he did it to show us how to do it.
Yeah.
He didn't need to come down here to prove anything to himself. Everything he did for us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And his life, he's showing us how to live. How to be victorious. How to operate. How to be a victorious Christian. Right? That's why he said, when they looked at it, Mark says, when they looked at it and saw what had happened, he looked at them, I think he smiled, and he said, boys, have faith in God. Get the spirit of this now. Have faith in God. Let me tell you, you can do this. You can do what I just did. You can do that if you'll just speak to it. And don't doubt, but believe that what you say happens when you say it. It will happen. What you say will happen. Not only that, you could not only do what I did to this tree. See that mountain over there, boys? That big one? You could speak to that mountain and command it to move. And it would obey you. Who said that?
Jesus.
Can you hear a call? What's he saying? Come up. Come up. Operate like me. Do it like I showed you. Oh, can you see this? He's training us. What's going to happen in a few more days? This life's going to be over. We're going to be out of here. Well, what is he training us for and grooming us for? To rule and to reign with him, right? How do you rule and reign? Like he does. It's his kingdom. It's going to be his way. So how does he do it? He has something in his heart, inside himself. He sees it. And with his faith, he releases his words. And it comes to pass. And he's training us to operate that way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What is Doubt? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104A. That's R1104A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.